And we're here! Oh, renting a house was such a good idea. I cannot wait to explore this whole place. Alright, but first I'm gonna go get tickets for the boat ride. I have not had a chance to do anything. All I had time to do was pack. And that was just throwing things in my bag. So hopefully there are still spots left. No! Honey, come here! You can see the beach? That is awesome! We are pretty close to it. I'll have to check upstairs in a bit to see. So, I did not check the weather before we came here. Did you? Well, it appears that the rain outside is going to be falling a lot harder. We're getting a hurricane. No, for real. I tried to buy the boat tickets, but they said that they're closed because of the hurricane. I didn't check the weather or do anything. This was the one weekend that I had available. The only 2 days where I knew that we could do something romantic. We have never had a trip together, and this was our one chance. And of course, something like this would happen. Darn it! No, I'm not saying it's my fault. I'm not blaming myself. I'm just frustrated. My one break from work. Our chance to have a romantic getaway, and this happens. I don't know when we're gonna get another chance. I feel like I'm always working. That's true. At least I like what I do. I do like work. But the hours are crazy and there are so many responsibilities. This sucks. Oh, this sucks! Baby, what's going on? Are you having a panic attack? I'm gonna hold you. You're okay. You're safe. It's okay. It's okay. Here. Put your head on my chest. I want you to listen to my heartbeat, and I want to see if you can get your heartbeat to match mine, okay? Oh, your heart is racing. Deep breaths. Can you tell me what's going on? Are you just scared because of the weather? Your aunt died? Do you mean that you just found out? Did it happen today? Oh, in a hurricane? Oh, honey. I'm so sorry. I never knew that. I mean, luckily, it is pretty rare to die in a hurricane, so we don't need to worry about that. But I definitely see how this experience can be triggering for you, and why you'd be scared. We're gonna be okay. I promise. We'll be okay. We're gonna stay inside. What? What else? What's the other thing? Well, how old were you? You cannot blame yourself. You really can't. You didn't know that would happen. I mean, you didn't even understand what a hurricane was at that age. Sweetie, it's not your fault that she died. And she was an adult and she made the decision to go out. Even if it was to do something for you. And she did that because she loved you, okay? But it's not your fault. It's not your fault. Gosh. Oh, I'm just gonna hold you tighter and tighter, sweetie. It's gonna be okay. It's gonna be okay. We're gonna be okay. It's just a storm. It's all it is, okay? Did the tea help? Good. I'm glad you're feeling better. Oh, there goes the power. Shoot. How long is the power gonna be out? So I can't charge my cell phone, so while it still works, I'm gonna go call work and let them know that I'm not gonna be there on Monday. I don't really see this clearing up very quickly. I'll be right back. Ugh! I cannot believe this! They told me to leave now to go there. To leave during a hurricane so that I'll be there by Monday for work. They said just in case it gets worse than it is right now to leave now, since the power only just went out. I am up for a promotion. I'm not gonna get it if I don't show up on Monday. Oh my gosh, I have worked so hard for this. Can we go? What does it look like outside? But we have to. I have to get that promotion. Then I will have worked my ass off for nothing. All those hours that I've been putting in. All those responsibilities. Oh my God, this is not good. This is not good at all. What am I gonna do? We gotta go. No, you're right. I told you that we were gonna stay put. We're not going anywhere and that we'll be okay. You're right. I wasn't thinking. I guess I'm just panicking too. We're staying here, okay? We are. We're not gonna go out in the storm and we're gonna be okay. You're right. I'm sorry for scaring you. I'm sorry. I really wanted that promotion. Maybe we'll be able to leave tomorrow. I hope we still can. Looking out the windows, the streets are still flooded, and there is no way that we're leaving today or even tomorrow or who knows when. My phone is dead, so I can't even call work again to tell them I won't be there tomorrow. I'm not getting the promotion. All right, it's really starting to get dark. Let's go light some candles. So something that I always played as a kid is the alphabet game, where you think of a theme. Let's say that the theme is animals. First person will say the name of an animal that begins with A, and then the next person will do B, and then the other person does C, and then you take turns. You played that too. Do you want to do it? There's nothing else to do. Do you want to do desserts? All right, let's see. A, apple pie. Oh, good one. C, creme brulee. All right, so, sorry, this isn't about the game. But just finally relaxing has made me calm down a lot. And I just realized I do not want that promotion. I mean, I work so hard already. I will just be working even harder if I get the promotion. I will never see you if I get it. We barely see each other as it is. This is actually a good thing, surprisingly. All I ever do is just work my ass off so I can keep climbing the ladder. But whenever I get a promotion, I never even enjoy it. I just go for the next promotion. And I actually like what I do now. I mean, it's too many hours. I don't like that part. And all the responsibilities are a bit much. But if I got the promotion, I wouldn't even be doing what I enjoy. So I would be miserable. And I didn't even think about that. I thought I would be happy just to have the promotion. But I never even get that happy when I get the promotions because, you know, it's not the ultimate promotion. I need to climb the ladder like 5 more steps to get that. And then once I get that, I know for sure I'll be miserable. So basically, I've been doing all this for some feeling of achievement without even liking what I'll be doing. No way. I don't want that promotion. I am so glad I realized that now. Do you know how much better I'm feeling? Like, right now, I feel more relaxed than I have felt in so long. It's like I've got this huge rock on my back, and I'm finally throwing it off. This whole promotion thing, it's just been making me so stressed. And you know what? If I don't show up at work tomorrow, maybe I'll get fired. And that would be okay. I could find another job doing what I do now, but with less hours. And then I would get to see you more. This is a good thing. You know what? You matter to me way more than a job does. Getting to see you and spend time with you, that's so much more important than giving away my life to some company. Oh, gosh. How am I just now thinking about all this? No, you've always mattered to me. I don't mean it like that. I guess I'm just starting to accept what I cannot change and just focus on the things that I can control. So, if I can't come to work this week, well, there's nothing I can do about it. The phone doesn't work. We are stuck here. The roads are flooded. All I can do is focus on what's in front of me, and that is you. And focus on what's best for us, because I love you, and I want way more time with you. You are what matters.